The Leach Report Radio Network is on the air with the voice of the Wildcats, Tom Leach. This is where the Big Blue Nation comes for the latest news and views on the Cats. Interact with the show now by tweeting at Leach Report or email leachreport@gmail.com. Call us at 877-904-1080. Now, the voice of your Wildcats, Tom Leach.
Hey, everybody, welcome into another week of shows here on the Leach Report Radio Network. Coming to you from the Clark's Pump and Shop studio in Lexington. And coming up today, kind of a tribute show in remembering Joe B. Hall, who passed early Saturday morning, just several hours before the team he coached to greatness pummeled arch rival Tennessee on Saturday. Jimmy Dan Connor, who was part of the 75 national runner-up team from Anderson County, will join us to talk about his coach. And then Oscar Combs, Coach Hall's longtime friend. Oscar started the Cats paws right in the early part of Joe B's tenure as coach. And we'll have some recollections with Oscar today as well. Let's get right to the Wildcat news of the day. It is a service of Giuseppe's of Lexington. That was initially sad for everybody to hear the news of the passing of Coach Hall, but at 93, he certainly didn't get cheated. He had a long and happy and accomplished life. Got to play, kind of, I think people have written, some of the writers locally, the role of grandfather to the Big Blue Nation. And really, since John Calipari arrived. And kudos to Cal for bringing Joe B. back into the spotlight. And Joe would go to practices regularly, and Cal treated him with such respect and deference and made him truly feel special. And I know the people close to Coach Hall are eternally grateful for that. And Joe got to feel the appreciation of the Big Blue Nation. And hopefully felt celebrated for not only what a good guy he was, but what a good basketball coach that he was. To follow a legend the way that he did, very few programs have been able to pull that off. And the fact that Kentucky's had five different coaches win national championships, you can probably draw the line for that being able to happen to Joe B. Hall, because if it failed, if it regressed after Coach Rupp, then who knows if you ever get all the way back. I mean, you know, look what Indiana's been in, since Bobby Knight left. They've never been able to get back close to their UCLA. So many programs. And Joe made it possible for other coaches to then come in and do their thing successfully at Kentucky. As for the game, my goodness, what a performance by the Wildcats as they beat Tennessee 107-79, the most points Kentucky's ever scored against the Vols in this rivalry that has been played out 233 times. They shot 68% from the field. Ty Washington had 28, a personal best for him. Xavier Wheeler had 21, bouncing back from the injury down at LSU. The guards were tremendous. Kellen Grady shot it well. Kentucky made 11 threes in the game. Late in the first half, they were up, I think, 9 when Oscar Tshiebwe picked up his second foul and went to the bench. And I know Mike Pratt and I were talking about it on the UK Network broadcast that was going to be a dicey time for Kentucky. They had played so well in the first half, but could they hang on to that lead? Well, then it not only hung on to it, they built on it to 14 and then just kept going in the second half. So now Kentucky begins a very brutal stretch of games with three of the next four on the road, starting Wednesday at Texas A&M. Then they're at Auburn, Mississippi State at home, and at Kansas over the next four games in these next 2 weeks. And Kentucky is up to, I think, number 3 nationally in KenPom.com. And their offensive efficiency is top 5 in the nation. So a lot of things trending very well right now for the Wildcats. Not so much for the UK women. Number 19, Kentucky, went down to Knoxville yesterday and lost big to number 5, Tennessee, 84-58. Kentucky now 1-2 in league play, 8-5 overall. Ryan Howard had 24 in a losing effort for Kentucky. The game at Auburn, which was postponed earlier because of COVID situation, is now rescheduled, and it'll be played next Tuesday night, the 25th, Kentucky at Auburn in women's basketball. It'll be the same night as the Kentucky-Mississippi State game. One football note, Luke Fortner's been added to the Senior Bowl, or actually two football notes. Luke's been added to the Senior Bowl, and Terrell Ajan over the weekend announced that he will be coming back, so gives Kentucky a little more veteran presence at the safety spot on defense. Links to the stories that we talk about can be found on the Bud Light Leach Report page at TomLeachKY.com. Our Wildcat News of the Day, presented by Giuseppe's of Lexington. You can head to Giuseppe's and hear live jazz music to accompany your meal every evening. It is just a wonderful dining experience at Giuseppe's. Climate-controlled patio that they've put in. And if you can't stay, just pick up Giuseppe's and take it home. Online carry-out ordering and a drive-through window are available at Giuseppe's of Lexington. We'll be right back with Jimmy Dan Connor.
It's the Leach Report on Talk Radio 1080. Tweet us at Leach Report or email leachreport@gmail.com.
Our show served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington. We welcome in former Wildcat Jimmy Dan Connor, the pride of Anderson County High School, and member of the 75 national runner-up team. Upset Indiana in the regional, punched its ticket to the Final Four. Jimmy Dan, let's start with just what do you remember first when you think about your coach who passed on Saturday?
Hard work. he believed in hard work, and he taught me a lot of those lessons that have served me well after basketball.
Did you guys, as young guys and doing your thing on the court, do you think you had a sense for the pressure he was feeling in following Coach Rupp?
Oh, yes. If you didn't, you had to be you had to be somewhere else. I mean, I was fortunate to have gotten to know Coach Rupp through Mike Pratt and Dan Issel, and worked in his basketball camp for a couple years during this transition period, or actually before the transition, and he was conveniently seated in a chair right behind the bench, so he was like 10 feet away from Coach Hall, so it was kind of hard not to know that Coach Rupp was in the building.
Still had an office in the Coliseum too, didn't he?
He did, and it was just what Coach Hall endured and went through. And I've been reading and listening to people after, his passing. And I think the greatest thing Coach Hall did is he ended up being such a great ambassador and a very popular ambassador for Kentucky basketball. And I think Coach Calipari was very, very open and accepting and liked his company, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I think that everything was genuine there.
It really was. The times that I've gone to practice, through the years, I've gone to practice 15 times, and 14 times the first person or the person I sit by to watch practice was Coach Hall.
Yeah, and same here. Him and Al Robinson, yeah. And Joe Gentry.
Yeah. It's good to see some old faces there.
Yeah, absolutely. And he, was coaching at a time, thankfully for him, that there was no, social media and all the sources that we have today for people to express their opinion. But I'm sure he's still heard a lot of it. He, there was probably nothing he could ever do that was going to be enough, right?
No. And no matter what he did. And it's almost like being a politician in social media. And, we laugh about that in social media. And I go, thank goodness it wasn't around when I was in school. But Coach Hall had a network that if any of us were out where we shouldn't be, he knew about it. Let's just put it that way.
You were part of the last players that came through where you weren't eligible as freshmen. So you guys had the undefeated freshman team, the Super Kittens. Did Coach Hall coach you guys?
He did.
That's what I thought.
We practice every day with varsity. And so Coach Rupp was in charge of practice. But we would come in. Oh, they would practice for about 45 minutes by themselves, and then we would come in and finish practice. And I'd say about 3 days a week we would scrimmage the varsity. And we thought we were pretty good, and actually we were pretty good. But in the scrimmage games, we would be pushing the varsity, and momentum was seemed to be going the freshman's way. And then all of a sudden, the officiating started getting a little bit more difficult. And if it wasn't difficult enough, then Coach Rupp would stop practice or stop the scrimmage. Let's put it that way. You may understand and read what I'm trying to say there.
Yes, and that was a team that won the SEC and made it to the Elite Eight. I think
they were good.
Yeah,
and, you know, if you were a freshman about to beat the varsity and getting all the publicity, the last person you wanted to guard, which I had to guard all the time, was Larry Stamper. He didn't seem to appreciate what the press was saying about the Kittens at that time.
Yes, and Larry had a very physical style of play.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah. We're talking with Jimmy Day and Connor. We'll take a quick break. I want to come back and talk a little bit about the win over Indiana in 75. We're going to play a clip when we come back with Coach Hall talking about what he told the guys in his pregame talk, and then we'll get Jimmy Day's take on that. It is the Leach Report. We're served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington.
This is the Leach Report on Talk Radio 1080. You can follow Tom on Twitter. It's at Tom Leach KY.
About 24 after the top of the hour, we're visiting with Jimmy Dan Connor about the passing of his coach, Joe B. Hall, on Saturday. Coach Hall was very generous with his time and loved to reminisce about some of the good old days when he was Kentucky's coach. And one of the best days was in March of 1975. Indiana had beaten Kentucky convincingly in Bloomington in December. Kentucky got the rematch against a top-ranked undefeated Indiana team and upset the Hoosiers 92-90 to go to the Final Four with Jimmy Dan Connor and Mike Flynn, the two guards, having big, big games. This was what Coach Hall said in an interview about what he told his players in the pregame talk.
Before we came out, we went to the locker room after we'd warmed up. And there was a chalkboard there, and all the players sat down in front of that chalkboard. And I didn't say anything for about a minute, 2 minutes. And then I turned around and I wrote on the chalkboard. I can't remember exactly, but it was something like, a ladder, a bus, state police, Coliseum. I wrote those four things on the blackboard. And the players looked at it, and so I turned around to them. I said, fellas, when we cut the net down today, I want to use a ladder, and I want taping scissors. I don't want a knife. Don't want anybody getting hurt climbing up on the backboard. We'll cut the nets down with a knife. With scissors from a ladder. And I said, then we'll all go back on the bus together because this isn't our last game this season. You won't go with your parents or your friends. We'll all ride on the bus together. And I said, when we cross the Ohio River, the state police will pick us up and give us an escort back to Memorial Coliseum where we'll have the greatest celebration this school's ever seen. And so help me, we played the game with that kind of confidence. It was poetic.
Jimmy Dan, what do you remember about that moment in that pregame talk?
Well, that's accurate. And at the time, it didn't really register that much with what he was saying. But I tell you, that ride home and his depiction of it was very accurate. And when we crossed that Ohio River and to see Kentucky fans up on overpasses with signs, and I'm not talking about four or five people. I'm just talking about the whole way back. You know, it's just something you're going to remember for the rest of your life. And it was really interesting to see some of these guys not from Kentucky. I was surprised, and I've been around Kentucky fans for a long time, and they're none better. And, you know, Greavy and Guyette and these guys were like shaking their head. They thought they were on another planet riding back. But it was something that all of us will remember, and that's an accurate depiction.
If there's any game that, if you were ranking is for a Kentucky fan, the most memorable Kentucky victories, if there's any one game that broke through and disrupted the string of, you know, the national championship wins being the favorite, it would be that game over Indiana. I'm sure you hear about it a lot even today.
I think that way. And now, you know, I might be a little prejudiced since I was part of it. But, yeah, I mean, 92-90, no shot clock, no three-point line. And I remember it was one of the roughest games I've ever played in. Not dirty, just physical. And so it was a lot of give and take. It wasn't dirty shots. It was just a lot of banging back and forth. And it had to be, you know, being part of it as a player was so much fun, but I would think as a fan, it would certainly be up there in Kentucky history.
Let me get a quick thought from you on this current team and what you saw on Saturday in the win over Tennessee. What do you like about what you're seeing?
Well, you know, when you shoot the ball 70%, good things happen to you. But it was so appropriate to honor Coach Hall in such an outstanding outing by the entire Kentucky team, and to see them shoot that ball, and it was almost like he was there helping them, and it gives you great hope that this team can take that and build on that and really get up where the talent, I think the talent is certainly enough to be in the top tier of anything that I've seen on TV.
Jimmy Dan Connor, thank you much.
Thank you, Tom. Good talk to you.
You too. Jimmy Dan Connor joining us here on the Leach Report from the Clark's Pump and Shop studio. Return, refresh, and refuel at some 70 Clark's Pump and Shops across the Bluegrass, including the new Main Street Market right across from Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Great food at the Clark's Cafe is when you stop in to refuel, like chicken salad and ham salad you can take home, or just grab some fried chicken for lunch at Clark's Pump and Shops. We'll be right back.
It's the Leach Report on Talk Radio 1080. Coming up next, it's Kentucky Sports Radio with Matt Jones.
It's the Leach Report for a Monday. We are served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington in Hamburg and in Palomar. And we are working to catch up to Oscar Combs, founder of the Cat's Paws, longtime friend of Coach Joe B. Hall. And hopefully we'll get Oscar here in a second to get some of his recollections on Coach Hall. Kentucky, we were just talking with Jimmy Dan Connor, made it to the national championship game in 75 with Connor and Greavy and Flynn and that crew, and Jack Givens, James Lee, Mike Phillips, Rick Roby were freshmen on that team. And then by 78, when that group were seniors, they led Kentucky to the national championship. And it didn't knock the monkey fully off Joe B's back, I'm sure, but got the job partway done. as he got his national championship, Kentucky's first in 20 years, and did it out in St. Louis with a win over Duke. And this was Coach Hall talking with, at that time, WKYT's Denny Treese, who did the UK TV network games and hosted the coaches' shows with Coach Hall. And Denny was interviewing Joe B. after the win in St. Louis.
I think the key reason they're national champions, Denny, that is a big part of it. But the biggest part of it is that they're greater people off the floor than they are on the floor. And when you have character like that, you can do so many things. And basketball is like a game of life. You have to have character to win it. And that's the biggest compliment I could pay these guys. I'm proud of them. I respect them. I love every one of them, as I have every player I've ever coached. And they're just great. We won five games down the stretch, Denny, and we had to win each one of them in a different way. And tonight was Jack's night. We had other heroes other nights, but every player has contributed to this season and this victory.
That was Coach Hall after the win over Duke for the national championship. One thing Joe doesn't probably get enough credit for, saw some mentions of it, Dick Gabriel did a wonderful story at BigBlueInsider.com. about Coach Hall and how he was able to complete the integration of Kentucky basketball. And his plan that he took was to find young African-American players here in the state of Kentucky that were not only good ball players, but good young men that could handle the pressure that would come with that throughout the South. And he was able to move Kentucky forward as it needed to be in that area. And, again, he set the table for all the success that came later in the 80s and in the 90s and the 2000s and with Tubby in the first part of the 2000s and with Cal since 2010 and the wonderful friendship that John Calipari and Joe B. Hall had. You saw it play out many times, but you saw how sincere and genuine those feelings were for Cal and the things that he said on Saturday, both before and after the game. And I just had the sense in watching the shoot around on Saturday that this one meant a little more to Cal. It was a big game anyway, against a good Tennessee team, ranked opponent, etc. But that this one meant just a little more to Cal because I suspect that he really wanted to win this game in a day where Coach Hall was being remembered. And ironically, Coach Hall in the championship season, in the 78 season, it was actually December of 77, Coach Rupp passed on a night when Kentucky was winning a game at Kansas with Joe B. at the helm. We'll take a break and come back and see if we can catch up to Oscar Combs or another guest when we return. It is the Leach Report Radio Network.
You're tuned to Talk Radio 1080 and The Leach Report. And visit TomLeachKY.com for more news and views on the Cats.
18 away from the top of the hour. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to catch up to Oscar. I just looked back at my text, realized I texted him the wrong time. So that one's on me. So we'll get Oscar hopefully another day. Dick Gabriel's going to jump in and pinch hit for us as he frequently does. Because Gabe, you worked at WKYT for many years, but worked in local radio before that, and were a student at UK before that, working in the campus media. And so you started covering Joe B. with the Kentucky team early in his tenure, right?
I did. I got to UK in, gosh, fall of 73. So he had coached one season as the head coach. And as we all know, got off to the slow start and then won the SEC, which was, you know, still a huge thing. I mean, it's big now, but not like it was back then. But my first year covering the team, Tom, they went 13-13. And boy, were the critics lined up. But he, as you know, he was tough. He toughed it out. And it all worked out.
You know, you talk about a guy, two things, you know, being able to handle a tough situation. He's following We'll talk about that first. He's following Adolph Rupp, a legendary coach at a legendary program. He's a Kentucky boy that came up through the ranks. So, you know, maybe there were fans that wanted to see them go out and, you know, get the hottest coach in the country. But they fortunately turned to a guy that was in the family in Joe B. and gave him the opportunity. But in the second year, they go 13-13, don't make any tournament. And then the next year, they lose by 24 early up at Indiana. And then they're down big to North Carolina in the next game at Freedom Hall. And then it kind of turned around from there.
Joe, and we all know what happened up at Indiana. And Joe, in the North Carolina game, kind of snapped. And in that game, he took his, I think, well, he was more angry at the officials, believe it. Hard to believe, I know. But took his jacket off and threw it out on the floor at Freedom Hall. But Jimmy Dan Connor, I think, had his, in terms of scoring, I think his best game that night.
35
points, and, you know, brought them back. And, Tom, that was a game that, believe it or not, was on delayed television. A lot of more back then, but you'd think that that game would have been, you know, national spotlight and all. But I guess Kentucky, because it had been so weak the year before. So it's on a delay game, and I did the thing where I avoided finding out the score. Remember when people used to do that?
I did that.
And yeah, and so I remember that night I kind of, I think I went to the student center and, you know, just hung out, and I just stayed away from the dorm, from the lobby, from the TV, and then watched the game, and I was, oh, my God, they're getting killed. Next thing you know, they're winning. So, you know, that was, I don't know how they did it, but they came all the way back. And that was a huge, I think that was another pivotal game for Joe B.
And Joe benched his starters in that game. And then when he put him back in, Jimmy Dan took off, and they came back and beat Carolina and went on and later upset Indiana and all of that we've talked about. But I always wondered if that kind of helped give him the idea to bench some of his starters in 78. I mean, think about this. They didn't seed the field at that time, but if they did, Kentucky would have been the number one overall seed, the number one ranked, heavy favorite to win the tournament. First game, they're playing down in Knoxville, and Florida State is up on them at halftime. And Joe, sometimes you can't be so afraid of losing your job that you get afraid to do your job. And he didn't. And he did something he felt was necessary, and he benched three of his starters. And they came back and beat Florida State, and they went on to win the championship. But, you know, just imagine, you know, think about if Twitter was around then, how Twitter would have blown up at that moment.
Oh, my God. I actually broadcast that game for the campus radio station.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to do it for 3 years. That was my third year. And because the games were so close to Lexington, you know, it was back then it was done via long-distance phone line. So it was like having a long-distance call. You remember – you kids out there, it used to be that if your LD call was fairly close, it wasn't as expensive like as calling California. And so our general manager was like, well, the games are in Dayton and Knoxville and St. Louis. Let's follow the Cats. I thought that was going to be it. I thought at halftime, you know, our trip was going to be over. But, I was shocked, quite frankly, Tom, when he did that. But it worked. You know, it's not that they cut into the deficit that much. It was LaVon Williams and Freddie Cowan and Dwayne Casey, but they changed. He left in Roby and Macy, but it kind of changed the attitudes of the guys on the bench, and it changed the tone of the game. They got more aggressive and more physical. It was a talented Florida State team, no question, under Hugh Durham. But it wasn't as strong as Kentucky, and the Wildcats came out and flexed, and they turned it around.
Yeah, but to be able to have the – I don't know what the right adjective is, but to have the guts to make that move, knowing – I mean, you've lost your job if that doesn't work. Here's – you know, I wonder you know, I don't know that we'll ever see anything like this again, where a Kentucky kid from Cynthiana that becomes a player at Kentucky and then an assistant coach and then a coach. We have seen Carolina and Duke turn to assistants rather than go out and find a coach to come in from another program. So we'll see how that works. But, you know, Kentucky did it with Joe B, and it worked very well.
Yeah, you know, he's not only a Kentucky kid, but played at Kentucky, you know, transferred after a couple of years, but was on a national championship team. Now, you know, throw that in as well. But then came back and got his degree, got a degree at Kentucky. So, yeah, it all kind of lined up. And as he said, he often said, that's what made him the best candidate, although, as we're finding out now, reading some of the obituaries, and it reminds people that that Rupp was not kind to him. And somebody once told me that Rupp wouldn't have been kind to anybody who replaced him. But I think it was fairly evident, and we kind of knew that he kind of favored Gail Catlett over Joe B. And Gail went on to a good career at West Virginia, but Joe toughed it out, no question.
You did a wonderful article at BigBlueInsider.com about the passing of Coach Hall. You talked about doing a game with him and his grandfather to the BBN stage.
Yeah, we did. Ralph Hacker was you know, aggressive when it came to things like that when I was working at WVLK. And he's, you know, the Ohio Valley Conference tournament was in Lexington. You know, in order to support it and support the city for bringing it there, he said, let's broadcast the games. So I was one of the guys, Joe and I worked together, and he was terrific. You know, and he had worked games, as I said, for ABC for 4 years, back when ABC had the college package. So he had just relaxed. You know, he had gone through his cancer surgery and survived it and taken stock of his life and was having fun with life. And he had fun with life for the rest of his life, which was great to see.
Yeah, he really enjoyed, I think, being, you know, coach emeritus, if you will, for Kentucky basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and you know, John, you got to give John Calipari credit for that.
Yeah, very much.
You know, Pitino kind of drew that line between then and now because he came in to clean up the program. There's no question, but he acted as though everything that came before him was tainted, and some of it was, but most of it wasn't. And Calipari basically brought Joe B back into the fold, which was great to see. And
yeah.
If you haven't seen it, I believe it's back online, the special that Steve Moss put together where Calipari interviews Joe Hall. Really entertaining.
Yeah, very well done. It's Legend to Legend, I think, was the name of it. And
yeah.
They were just sitting in Cal's office, and Joe even chided Cal about the schedule at one point.
Yeah, that was my favorite part because, you know, when he was the head coach, man, they took on all comers.
Yes, they did. Give me a quick thought on what you saw on the court on Saturday.
Wow. I saw near perfection. And the thing is, what was really interesting about it, it came against, at least statistically, a really good defensive team. But, you know, everybody, they made shots, Tom. That's the key, as you know. But a lot of that was because they made the extra pass, and I suspect we'll see a lot more of that.
DeGabriel, you can read him at BigBlueInsider.com. It's at BigBlueInsider1 on Twitter, and you'll hear him on the Big Blue Insider show weeknights here in Lexington on our flagship station, WLAP, and hear him filling in for me on travel days like this upcoming Thursday.
Yep.
Thank you, Gabe.
No problem.
DeGabriel, so many of us that have covered Kentucky basketball for a long time that so have so many great memories of Coach Hall, so it's fun to hear them all. And we'll get Oscar rebooked to get some of his thoughts hopefully here one day soon. Right now we're going to get to our final break and then come back, and we've got a little clip from an interview I did with Coach Hall talking about his time as keeping the flame burning for Kentucky basketball.
Well, the circle, the unbroken, by, Lord, by and by, there's a glitter on the wagon, in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Someday, whenever Cal leaves here, it's going to be a hard act to follow. But I can't imagine anybody has ever had it any harder than you did following Coach Rupp here.
What are you most proud of in the job that you did in your time at Kentucky with being the keeper of the flame in this program?
I had a history in Kentucky basketball, Tom. I'd kept charts when I was a teenager or less. I had an older brother, Bill, that was loved Kentucky basketball. We never missed a game. And that was when Tico, Ermal Allen, England, Brewers, those guys played back in the early 40s. And I grew up following Kentucky. And to go to the university, I'll never forget playing in Alumni Gym, having Kentucky across my chest. And they playing on UFK when we came out on the floor. I'll never forget how I felt and the pride that I had. And I'm the only person that played in alumni, coached in Memorial Coliseum and in Rupp Arena. So cool. I'm a Kentucky boy.
Through and through.
Through and through. And it added pressure on me following Coach Rupp because I felt for the program. And I probably overdid in some area. Maybe some of the players could tell you about running the walls and whatnot. But conditioning was a big part of basketball. And I put in the running program. Weightlifting. Everybody said, some of the parents said, you're going to ruin their shot by having them lift weights. Well, it just made them better shooters.
Made them stronger.
But things that I initiated, the scrimmages out in the state, organizing the junior pros, having the Halloween house, that we entertained the children of our fans and the weight and conditioning program were things that changed the picture of Kentucky basketball. And I think that was important.
Go rest high.
Listening to The Leach Report. Make sure you check out the podcast page at TomLeachKY.com whenever you miss a show. And be sure to follow The Leach Report Facebook page. If you have a question for